is can probably be taught the same way. Mm-hmm. Is this in your book?
Well, it's funny because I'm thinking of the simple lessons that I've taught. Yeah, things like, you know, I tell my boys, because, you know, now supposedly we have all these toxically masculine men running around raping everyone or whatever. But I remember, you know, I always tell my kids, and they'll tell you, I have six boys and two girls. And my boys, I say, who's the strongest man in the world? And they're like, Superman. I'm like, no, like a, you know, a real person. Oh, Jesus. No, I mean like a just a merely mortal person. Oh, okay, well, I don't know. Well, the strongest man in the world is the one with the most self-control.
Ah.
And so things like that stick in their head because you realize, oh, it's not the guy who's out there misusing sexuality, using girls and, you know, doing all that. It's the guy who has self-mastery, you know, over himself because he's never a slave to anyone. He's not a slave to sin. So, you know, simple things like that. Now we joke about it. You know, who's the strongest man in the world? Oh, yep, the one with the most self-control. I mean, but that's a virtue. You know, it's an easy way to teach a virtue. And they can see it. You know, it's not, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to know this. So those types of things, yeah, those stick with them. And, simple. That's, again, why I say let's go back to the fables. Let's go back to the fables. Why did we jettison all those? So...
Well, the fables are productive. We didn't jettison because the fables are productive. I was talking about this the other day. Wait until they rip the Confederate statues down now, and then the debacle, the embarrassment and shame that the University of Notre Dame has become in putting cloaks over paintings, murals of brilliant, wonderful Catholic Christopher Columbus. See, they came for the Southern Confederates. And nobody's and I said nothing. Now they've come for Columbus, and if they're able to do this, they're going to go for Saint Father Isaac Jogues is next. Mm. They already came for Juniper Sera.
Right.
They're going to look this Zeitgeist against the faith and against against the communion of saints for goodness sake.
Yes.
This Zeitgeist is not going to stop if we don't stop it.
No, it isn't. And you already see these subtle. That's the not so subtle stuff. But you know, even in people who really purport to be very faithful Catholics, they are already subtly attacking the saints, you know, other saints, you know, mild saints. You know, well, I heard someone recently say, you know, who says that Mary was gentle? Maybe she was fierce, you know, and the whole point was to make her into a modern-day feminist, you know. And so, you know, it's we have to stand up, and we look mean. You know, gosh, I'm sorry, but I guess I look mean.
You're not mean, Layla.
If the worst thing is, I guess that I have to, you know, face God and say, well, somebody thought I was mean, you know, for sticking up for your mother, or, you know, for it's okay. I mean, I'll be a little bit mean, but it is, they're very, you know, there is a spiritual element to this that's a little bit, you know, obviously we know there's a demonic element to all of what's happening.
Oh.
And if we don't see the spiritual warfare part of it, we're missing a lot.
And you know, spiritual warfare has been a theme on the Mike Church Show here since July, since I met Father Richard Heilman. You know, Father Heilman's got a Roman Catholic men blog, and he sells these wonderful little ammo kits, ammo boxes. And there are five boxes inside the ammo box. One's got holy water. One's got a brown scapular. One's got a St. Benedict medal. One's got a rosary.
Yeah.
And then one's got the manuals, you know, how to pray the rosary and all the prayers a good Catholic should know. In English, did they have the Latin verse? I'm trying to remember. Anyways, spiritual warfare is, I believe, what the calling of this current generation of Catholics is. I believe that I see it demonstrated. I believe that Our Lady, in all of her manifestations, including as the patroness of the Americas, which most people don't know, the Mississippi River used to be the Our Lady's River, as proclaimed by the French when they came here. Most people don't know the magnificent role that she has in all this, and just the very idea, it just outrages me. I just get, because I have such a, I try to have a devotion to our mother. It outrages me when anyone uses her name and they use it in vain. We're taught don't use the Lord's name in vain. Well, she is at the right hand of her son as the queen of heaven and the queen of the apostles. I'd say it's a pretty good bet. You probably shouldn't use hers either. So don't call yourself Notre Dame if you're going to be embarrassed of a good Catholic like Christopher Columbus.
Oh, good point.
No, but that's not what you called to talk about.
Well, I'm going with it, Mike. I mean, I'm with you.
But I want to talk about your other book because you now, by the way, Layla's book, co-authored by Trent Horn with Catholic Answers, is also endorsed by Robert Cardinal Sarah. So when I saw that, there are certain things that I look for. I go like, okay, I need to interview them. I need to talk to them. You have another book out, though, that I think is equally, it may even be more important, even though my slogan here on this show, as I said, we'll get, it'll be 3 years ago in the middle of March when I coined this phrase, the demons are ascendant, they've come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer. And that's what most of this is about.
Mm-hmm.
You have a book called Raising Chaste Catholic Men, Practical Advice, Mom to Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a mom, but you can give some advice to our moms.
Well, yeah, and the second, it's actually, I self-published the first one. That's what I did, was I had a blog. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to self-publish this book because people are asking me about how to raise good men. And then it got picked up by Holy Heroes. So holyheroes.com is the one that has the second edition. Make sure you get the second one, but if anyone wants it. Yeah, that really takes us through. You know, it's funny. I don't know. I don't think I was ahead of the curve, but one of the most important chapters in that book to me was the one where it's called Training Men Out of Manhood. And I think that women especially need to get a wake-up call. Like, moms need to stop thinking that boys are the same as girls, you know, and that we're going to try to raise the boys to be nice, sweet little girls. We want them to be heroes.
No.
We want them to be
knights.
Yes, that's what they're hardwired to do. So if you take a boy and you, as one blogger did, and I quoted her, she said, I pride myself on the fact that when my little six-year-old, is playing war heroes or whatever it was, and or saving the maiden in distress, I punish him.